to the October 16th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from Search Server Virtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Avaya finally supports virtualization for unified communications, and backups and bottlenecks give admins headaches. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Those stories are coming right up, but first. Breaking news. VMware has decided not to kill off its vSphere Enterprise Edition after all. The company had planned on replacing Enterprise with the new Enterprise Plus Edition, which costs more and offers only a few additional features. But existing customers view that move as a forced upgrade. Also, VMware was going to discontinue Enterprise on December 15th, and users complained that they didn't have enough time to budget for the additional costs. VMware made the move quietly, spreading the word to channel partners and updating its price lists over the past few weeks. vSphere Enterprise Edition will now be available indefinitely, according to a company spokesperson. In other news, the wall between unified communications and virtualization is coming down. Avaya said this week that it will run UC in virtual machines on its new Aura system platform. The Zen-based server will run several Avaya applications, including Communication Manager, Voice Messaging, SIP Enablement Services, Application Enablement Services, Utility Services, and Media Services. Avaya, Microsoft, and Cisco have traditionally shied away from running UC in VMs because of hardware requirements and performance concerns. But virtualizing UC on a hardware appliance presents its own problems for some IT managers. They don't always want to buy the apps and the hardware together, and Avaya's Zen-based platform isn't appealing to a lot of VMware shops. Avaya execs hope to garner more support by making their applications compatible with the open virtualization format, which is supported by Sun, Citrix, and VMware. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. Search Server Virtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. A few weeks ago, we told you about our first Virtualization Decisions Purchasing Intentions survey, which asked hundreds of readers about their virtual environments. This week, we're focusing on the challenges of virtualization. According to the survey results, the most headaches come from I/O bottlenecks and data backup. Among VMware users, 36% named I/O bottlenecks as a challenge, with backup and storage management falling closely behind. Backup was the top challenge for Microsoft Hyper-V users, with 31%. Server availability monitoring and storage rounded out the top three. Users said they have a hard time addressing these problems because neither vendor offers much in the way of specific tools or utilities, and the alternatives, third-party tools and custom scripts, can be expensive and time-consuming. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.